This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Welcome to the Business Power Hour, hosted by Deb Creer. Join us as Deb talks with her guests, experts in their fields, as they share real-life stories and techniques to power up your business.
Good morning, good morning. I am Deb Creer, and I am passionate about giving professionals the tools that they need to make themselves and their businesses as successful as popular. And I'm always excited for all my guests. I just have so much fun. But today, we are actually talking with someone about a business practice that has literally been around for thousands of years. This is program 451, and I have never had a guest who has wanted to talk about this. So this is so much fun, and now that we've had this great teaser, please join me in welcoming Christine Radovich to our program. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, Deb. Thank you so much for having me as your guest today. I am very pleased to be here.
You know, when I got your information and saw what you wanted to talk about, it was like ding, 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 because it is something that is very fascinating and something truly that I have no knowledge of, or just enough knowledge to be dangerous. And so it's been great reading up on this and getting your information. That said, let's tell people a little bit about you so they know what the heck we're talking about.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Christine Radovich, and I am a profit improvement expert.
Perfect.
And I work in the barter industry. And that is one of America's best kept business secrets.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we're just not taught in schools. And unless you've had an opportunity to be exposed to it through another business, you probably just don't even know that organized barter exists.
Right.
Now, yeah, we're not talking about Craigslist bartering. You know, mm-hmm. we're not the barter kings, you know, trying to sell our old rusty tools in exchange for someone's ATV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hardly a fair exchange. And, you know, oftentimes that's the challenge we face, is that the people who have a bad taste in their mouth for barter, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
is that they probably did a one-on-one trade deal somewhere along the line and had a bad exchange. Either
right.
someone didn't live up to their end of the bargain, or they felt shortchanged in the value. And that is just not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk about trade, I'm talking about organized trade, dollar for dollar value within the small business,
mm-hmm.
small to large business industry.
Right. You know, and you're exactly right. You know, when I think barter, I make the face, the ew face, because I have had bad experiences with it. And it was through no one's fault. You know, it was one of those things where it was, hey, you know, and typically it's new businesses, right? They don't have a lot of money. So maybe they're in a networking group or a mastermind group or just, you know, a group of people. And it's like, well, I'll do this for you if you do that for me. And, you know, and I mean, you know, we used to do this when we were on the playground, right? When we were little kids and, you know, and it's evolved now into the business stuff, but it was because it was, you know, not even a handshake agreement. You always ended up with somebody feeling taken advantage of, you know, that, well, I gave you 10 hours worth of marketing and you only gave me 2 hours worth of accounting.
Exactly.
You know, and we didn't, and we wouldn't compute it right. We might, you know, and that's the problem. It's like we were trying to figure it out in ways that didn't make sense. You know, maybe it was a dollar for dollar, but we thought, well, wait a minute, they charge so much that only took them an hour and it took me 10 to do their project, you know, all these various things. So that's what I love about the organized barter system. So tell us a little bit about exactly how that works.
Sure. And, you know, and just to get to what you were saying about the tracking of the trade, and that was another major point in why people, you know, have that hesitancy about trading.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with organized trade, I had mentioned we do everything on a dollar for dollar value.
Mm-hmm.
We operate on our own currency system called trade dollars.
Mm.
And what this does is it levels the playing field for all business owners so that $60 an hour massage therapist can now trade with a $400 an hour attorney.
Mm-hmm.
She just has to do enough massages to pay for that
right.
attorney services. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, dollar for dollar, you everyone has to have some skin in the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're a service-related provider, then that's great because essentially you're turning your time or your excess capacity into purchasing power. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a product-based company, you know, everyone has that skin in the game there too with product cost. You know, mm-hmm. if you're the furniture guy, you know, you're paying for the couches and the sofas and the recliners and, you know, everything. There's a hard cost to that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I like to say is, you know, look at your margins. This is, you have to leverage your margins in order for this to work. So mm-hmm. if you buy a widget, you know, we'll just say for $5 mm-hmm. and you retail it for $10 or maybe even $15, you have a really good margin there. So if you times that, we'll go with, let's use a restaurant industry for an example. Mm-hmm. A restaurant owner will buy a steak wholesale for $5. Mm-hmm. They'll put it on the menu for $15. They mm-hmm. technically operate at a 35% replacement cost on food. Mm-hmm. Okay, so for every $1,000 of meals that they barter, their replacement cost on the food is about $350.
Okay.
So what organized barter does is it allows you to not touch your cash flow. Mm-hmm. I mean, after all, the age-old question here is, would you rather write a check for $1,000 worth of something that you need, mm-hmm. or would you rather pay for that $1,000 auto repair bill or advertising campaign with $1,000 worth of your product or service sold at full retail value? Mm-hmm. Now, for that restaurant owner, that $1,000 costs him $350.
Right.
That's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. So anyone who wants to debit $1,000 out of their bank account to pay for something, that's the old way of thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not going to serve them well with their budget moving forward. You know, the idea here is to, one, bring new customers in through that restaurant door, mm-hmm. filling those otherwise empty seats that will hopefully lead to more cash business, because as those barter customers come in and they try that food, they're going to, you know, what are the two most things you refer? A great meal and a great movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now they're telling their cash paying friends, family, and neighbors about that restaurant, but they're not really saying, hey, I went in and bartered a meal.
Right.
But the restaurant owner now has a new customer. Mm-hmm. They filled an empty seat, and now they earned full retail value for that time slot. You know, they turned another table, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what would your business look like if you were operating at 100% maximum capacity?
Wow.
And a restaurant owner, and a lot of restaurant owners don't do this, but if there's any of them out there listening today, I would encourage them, look at how many empty seats you have every hour. Mm-hmm. Do you have 6 empty tables, 10 empty tables? You know, for every empty table, if you do an average of a 3-top at $10 a person, that's $30 loss per table. Mm-hmm. And if you have 10 tables, you know, that's now $300. Mm-hmm. And you're open 10 hours. Okay, now you're talking about a $3,000 a day loss.
Right.
So at least. So, you know, put that into time across the month, the quarter, the year, and see what kind of revenue you're actually losing. Mm-hmm. So by implementing a barter strategy into your business plan, you can actually help offset those losses and not disturb your cash flow when you need to make these purchases, like advertising. Mm-hmm. And for a restaurant owner, it could be things like sanitization. It could be hood cleaning, printing of their menus, mm-hmm. pest control, fire and safety inspections. There's a whole world of opportunity of things that they can barter for that they don't have to write checks mm-hmm. for.
Right.
So that's how it works.
Well, and you know, as you were mentioning this, let's continue talking about, say, a restaurant that has time, you know, their busy times ebb and flow. You know, maybe they're very busy on the weekends, but right. Tuesday and Wednesday nights, you know, you hear crickets in there. So when they set up, and you actually have a company that does this, it's called Atlantic Barter. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but can they set up and say, okay, we're only going to barter for specific times or seasons? You know, maybe it's, say, a hotel, you know, that has busy times and non-busy times. Can they, because, you know, I'm thinking that they probably do want the true cash-paying people in, you know, because they're going to buy more, spend, you know, tip higher, all that good stuff. But can they say, you know, hey, we only want to accept barters on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights?
Absolutely, Deb. And you must have done your homework because, you know, that's exactly how it works. You know, you want to focus on those slower time periods. That's okay. The advantage of barter. So, you know, for that restaurant owner, if they have a line out the door on Friday and Saturday nights, they don't need trade at that point mm-hmm. in time. They can say, you know, lunch only on Fridays and Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we'll take, you know, the full hourly, you know, times that they're open Sunday through Thursday to drive business in through their doors. For the hotel, you know, I work with a resort property at the Jersey Shore, and they have beautiful oceanfront hotels, and they barter their quote unquote cozy season. So, mm-hmm. you know, May 15th through September 15th, they're booked for cash. Right. I mean, you're trying to get a hotel.
And premium cash.
Right. And premium is right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my barter members understand that, you know, if they're trying to get a hotel that's oceanfront on July 4th weekend or really any time in the summertime, unless it's last minute availability with some cancellations, it's probably not going to happen. Now, have we had that last minute availability in peak times? Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's great because, you know, that's the advantage of having a barter relationship mm-hmm. with an organization like ours, so that, you know, last minute you can say, oh, Christine, I just had 3 cancellations. I'm going to have empty rooms. Can you get somebody down here mm-hmm. this weekend? Well, that's when we go to town. You know, we promote that and we try to get those rooms sold, because if that warm body is not in that room, once that night goes by, that's a lost opportunity for revenue that can never be recaptured.
Right. So. Well, and they're still having to pay certain costs. You know, they're obviously power, electricity, water, you know, housekeeping in the example of a hotel or a resort. So they want to at least make that back up, you know, and so I love this concept. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I have to sign up for this. but you know, it really is something where I can just see, you know, all of the advantage of it, because we, you know, or if you have a service, you know, like I do, you know, marketing for people, I do social media for people, I might know that there are certain points in time that I'm going to be more busy, or, you know, things are going to be a little bit quieter, or this client has kind of, you know, they've backed off on what they're going to spend, all these various things. And so to be able to kind of fill that gap with a barter system, I love this concept.
That's right. It's an additional revenue stream that you have that you can utilize to either, one, transition current expenditures into things, freeing up your cash flow, mm-hmm. or two, open up new budgets for things that, you know, maybe you want to advertise in a new geographical market, mm-hmm. Or, you know, you're seeing your competitor out there and all these ads and you're thinking, oh my gosh, no, he's doing really well. I can't keep up. I don't have the budget for that. Well, now budget, you know, barter can open up that budget, you know, mm-hmm. it can get you into, you know, other media, you know, forms. You know, we have mm-hmm. print, we have radio, billboard, direct mail, email lists. I mean, you name it, you can put your finger on it in mm-hmm. trade. And trade is an $8 billion a year industry. Mm-hmm. And that's billion. That's not million. That's right. Billion. This mm-hmm. is big business. I'm fortunate enough that I sit on the ethics committee for the National Association of Trade Exchanges, and that organization is what kind of ties all the fair and ethical trade exchanges across the country, you know, into one group, so that we can partner with each other. And if I need to send someone to Colorado or Arizona or California, they can use their trade dollars that they earn in Delaware or Philadelphia and go to Alaska for vacation, or Hawaii or Florida. It's great that you can use your barter dollars anywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was explaining how this worked, I missed telling you that you can buy from or sell to anyone in the network. So even though it might be the chiropractor buying from the attorney doesn't have to go back to the chiropractor for you know,
that was my next question was,
right.
You know, say I want to go to a restaurant and they go, well, but you don't have anything I need. So sorry.
Right. That is the reason for the trade dollar. It's a generic currency. It's a method of payment. So if you were to put cash on that restaurant table or write a check or pay with a credit card or pay with your barter card, it's all one and the same thing. You're making payment for services rendered. Now, he's collecting the trade dollars into the account from the accumulation of all the people that have dined at his restaurant on trade to now be used on things that he needs. He doesn't have to go back to the chiropractor or the...
He could go to a different chiropractor.
Right, right. He can take that and go get his menus printed, or get that fire and safety inspection done, or the hood cleaning that he's going to need at least quarterly. So these are some ways that a restaurant owner can transition expenses. And, you know, on the everyday type of business owner, you know, it's so much more than just advertising and marketing. I mean, it's getting car repaired. It's getting your dry cleaning done or a custom tailored having flowers delivered for a special occasion, your fitness membership. We even have a mini medical network inside of our organization so that now we have supplemental health coverage. Now, I can't get you to the hospital or the emergency room.
And but if you've got the snuffles,
Right. You can't barter health insurance because it's a highly regulated industry. However, I always tell my business owners, if you're going to offer medical coverage to your staff, that's fine. And you should if you can. But if you can't, then barter is a great supplement to that. You know, for the employees that are having a hard time getting to the dentist when they have a toothache, now the employer can say, hey, go see my dentist on trade and I'll take care of it for you. You're a good employee. And now that employee is like, really? Oh my gosh, thank you so much. And I've had this happen. I had a guy that owned about 7 collision shops, and he would give his managers at each of the shops some trade dollars and they would go use it for anything medical related. And he had a guy that had a bad toothache, and he's like, look, I can't afford to have him out for too long. He needs to get this taken care of. So we went to the dentist on trade, got it taken care of. The employee was happy and he was back to work in no time. And, you know, it was a business related expense basically because it was a medical expense. But, you know, we have everything from pre-employment drug screens and x-rays and mammograms and lab work, medical equipment, chiropractors, gym memberships, you name it, opticians, orthodontists, dentists, the list goes on. And nobody likes paying cash for that kind of stuff. Nobody. And you have to write that check for your blood work that wasn't covered by your medical, you know, insurance. It's painful. It's like, oh man, you know, I had to pay that bill.
And what happens, especially with your employees, is they don't do it. And so then they get sicker, or they come in and they share their cooties, and then everybody's going before you know it. And so if you can kind of nip that in the bud, that's a great thing to be able to do. And it's a great benefit to be able to provide to your employees.
Absolutely. And for medical providers, you know, we even have a medical billing and coding agency on trade. So now the medical providers have a great way to spend their trade dollars. You know, they don't have to pay someone to do all that medical insurance, you know, billing and coding. We have someone right on trade to do it. You know, so this new patient referral program we have in place that is really great for medical providers. We have a restaurant stimulus program for our restaurant owners, you know, to get them more value in their dollars. It's just really a great strategy to utilize if you're a small to medium-sized business owner, even large. I mean, we have large corporations that work with us as well.
Right. You know, and we've been talking about employees and benefits. I mean, you know, we talked about trips. You know, you could give, you know, employee of the month. They get, a good meal, a movie, or, you know, something bigger, a trip, you know, all of those various things that you've bartered for. And then I was also thinking for clients. I mean, you know, we could give our clients something that is very cool. They get kind of tired of getting the coffee mug full of chocolate. So, you know, why not give them something that's a little bit more substantial?
Right. A gift certificate to a spa for a massage or a facial goes a long way. Or, you know, maybe you have that managerial staff and they're always working weekends and you're like, you know, just take the weekend off and here's, you know, a gift certificate to a bed and breakfast and here's a hot air balloon ride while you're at it. You know, go enjoy yourself. Take your wife and go. You deserve this, you know. Or maybe that's, Christmas gift to your staff. We do entire events on trade. We can do weddings. We do think about this. We have the cake. In fact, not only do we have the cake, we have the maker of cakes. I am proud to say that we have Dana Herbert of Desserts by Dana. Mm-hmm. He was the winner on the Next Great Bake Off on TV. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I think season one winner, and mm-hmm. he's got an amazing background and story, and he trades. Mm-hmm. So the cake, you know, the honeymoon, the flowers, the limo, the DJ, the photographer, the videographer, mm-hmm. the drone photography, you know, even the jeweler for the custom wedding bands. I mean, there's so much that you can trade. You can do an entire wedding on trade, mm-hmm. as we have done multiple times. We love doing events, but customer appreciation days, mm-hmm. or the Christmas party for your staff, you know, birthday party celebrations, and get the moon bounce for the backyard for the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things that you don't have to write checks for, and you should not be writing checks for this.
Right. But, you know, as you're talking about this, Christine, I'm guessing that a lot of my listeners just went, I can't coordinate that. And of course, that's where being a member of something like Atlantic Barter, because you guys do all that coordination. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. We act as a personal concierge service to our members. So what is your time worth? You know, if you're that busy business owner and then you're working 60 hours a week and you have to come mm-hmm. home and cut the grass, oh my gosh, you just want to relax and put your feet up or take your wife out. Right. You know, you don't want to come home and cut the grass. So mm-hmm. get a landscaper on trade. I mean, it goes so far beyond you know, what you would think of just to save money. I mean, it's really about conserving and valuing your time. Mm-hmm. And it's one phone call to your broker at Atlantic Barter, and we put everything together for you. We make the phone calls. And, you know, when somebody calls in and they say, you know, I need to redo my bathroom on my home. You know, do you have a plumber? You know, we're not just putting them in touch with a plumber, but we're saying, well, you know, what are your plans for that bathroom? Are you going to lay a new floor? Do you need new bathroom vanity? You know, we have a plumbing, you know, warehouse supplier company, so we can get you the vanity and the plumbing fixtures. We have hardwood floor installers. We have concrete refinishers. It just depends which way you want to go. Mm-hmm. You know, are you going to need new tile? You know, we have contractors, and we extract all the information. And you know, if you need painting, you know, well, what rooms are you painting? How many rooms? You know, is it interior, exterior? You know, are there ceilings? Are they vaulted? We extract all the details so that when we take that information to the provider, they have a really good idea of the scope of the project. Mm-hmm. And if they have the availability and want to do the job, we put the parties together and they agree upon the price and they move forward. So we do all the legwork, and it's right. really nice to have that managed business relationship mm-hmm. for all your trades. Right. You know, we're there to help you market and grow your business and get your name out there mm-hmm. with branding your company, but we're also there to help you spend your trade dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, worst thing that can happen is that you accrue all these trade dollars and not know how to spend them.
Right.
That does you no good, and it does us no good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we work tirelessly to be very aggressive and accommodate the requests when they come in. Now, can we get everything? No, we can't. And I'm not going to sit here and say we have everything.
You can't get me a blimp.
No, no blimps on trade. I haven't seen that one. But I did have a guy that sold, this is a great story. He wanted to sell his RV, and mm-hmm. he was in Delaware, and he wanted to find a buyer. And it was an older RV, but it was great condition, went everywhere with it. And so he put it up for trade. So we were happy to put it into our local listings, and we couldn't find a local buyer for it. So that's when we got aggressive, and we put it out to our extended network and offered it out to a couple of our reciprocal partnerships. Well, they promoted it, and a gentleman up in the New England area saw the ad and called us, and we put him in touch with the buyer and said, you know, I'd like to come down and take a look at that RV. I'm going to take a train down, and if the RV is good, I'll drive it back home. I'll buy it and drive it back home. And that's exactly mm-hmm. what he did. It was so cool that he, you know, took the train down, came, did the test drive. Everything was good. The price was right. And he got to drive his RV home. So they're the kind of neat trades that we like. And, you know, like two years ago, I helped one of my bed and breakfast owners. He needed to buy a home for his mother-in-law. And we put him in touch. We negotiated a trade deal with one of our reciprocal partners. And he was actually able to buy 50% of the home on trade. It was a $435,000 home. Mm-hmm. And we did $217,500 on trade.
Wow.
It was a great deal. Mm-hmm. So he was happy and everybody was happy. And, you know, it's good stuff. There's some, you can also trade for a dollar bagel, but you know, okay. There's larger trades are nice too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, the other thing that I'm thinking about is, as you're talking about this, is it is safer. You know, you mentioned the word Craigslist, you know, and I've actually, you know, I've never done any transaction on Craigslist. And the only things that I've really, you know, I know what it is and all that good stuff. But of course, we hear about the bad things. You know, somebody goes to make the trade and they're beaten up, they're killed, the item is stolen, you know, whatever it is. There was not long ago here in Atlanta, somebody's car was stolen when they, you know, and so, you know, things have kind of evolved through that, where, you know, police stations are offering that, hey, you come here and this is where you make your transaction, you know, all those various things. But you kind of pre-vet, you know, all of this and make sure that, you know, it is, you know, it's not an unknown entity that they're dealing with. It's somebody that you know and trust.
That's right. And that is very important to disclose, in that, you know, when you're doing those one-on-one trade deals, it's great if it works out well for you, mm-hmm. but there are those horror stories and we eliminate that. All of our business owners have a tax ID number, or they use their social if they're an independent business owner, but we know who they are, mm-hmm. you know, and 9 times out of 10, they're referred by an existing barter member. So, you know, it's not someone that we've never done business with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we make sure that the trades are conducted fairly. We make sure that the price is fair. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't inflate your price because it's trade. It has to be your normal pricing. You know, the last thing we want to do is have someone charge 3 times the price and piss somebody off.
Right. Excuse
my terminology there, mm-hmm. but you know, it has happened, and we try to police the network as best we can. And if we're alerted to a situation where someone's, you know, trying to do something underhanded or sneaky, or, you know, trying to inflate their price, we'll make them straighten up and fly right, or they can leave the exchange. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't play those games. We run a very tight ship to ensure fair trading practices for all. And it's important that you know that when you are doing business with someone, they come highly recommended. They've more than likely been with us for years and years and have a strong track record. And, you know, we take complaints seriously too. You know, if we get too many complaints on a business owner, or they're not living up to their end of the bargain, we have been known to ask people to leave the exchange. You know, their last trade that went bad can be their last trade that went bad, you know, mm-hmm. after so many instances. We rather tell you, no, I'm sorry, we don't have a fencing company, than to send you to a fencing company who's either not going to show up or try to overcharge for mm-hmm. the materials. Or, you know, there's just, you know, sometimes you get those people, but we try to weed them out, and they end up weeding themselves out anyway, because no one is going to want to do business with somebody right. if they're not fair mm-hmm. and ethical.
And there's that lovely thing called word of mouth.
Oh, right. And social media plays mm-hmm. a part in that too. And we pride ourselves on excellent customer service and making sure that the members that participate in the exchange are also reputable. And, you know, with that being said, you know, there are some exchanges across the country that don't have great and, you know, and fair trading practices, or they don't police their exchange, or, you know, they just have, you know, shady practices. And if we know who those exchanges are, we will not reciprocate with them. So if they're on our approved list and they're one of our approved reciprocal partners, you know that you can be safe mm-hmm. in dealing with them.
Right. And that leads me to my question. You're based in Delaware, so, you know, I'm guessing that most of the people that are in your kind of, I'm going to call it network, your members, are, you know, in pretty close proximity to you. But we have listeners across the United States. So how would they, you know, now granted, I mean, some things like a service, you know, if you're providing marketing, social media, you know, some type of service like that, probably doesn't matter where they are. But, you know, how could someone find an organization like yours in their area?
Well, you know, I would hope that they would come to my organization, because we do have that national reach. And, you know, there are international opportunities as well. I mean, sometimes, you know, they can go out of the country for travel. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they're looking for, like, if they're in the middle of, you know, Missouri and there's no trade exchange out there, you know, it's unfortunate that they may not get to their local, you know, auto mechanic on trade. Mm-hmm. But if they have, you know, a larger ability to reach a larger audience, or, you know, like you said, a service provider that can do something nationally, then they can certainly trade through Atlantic Barter, because we have clients in, you know, California mm-hmm. and Michigan, all across the country. Although the majority of them are in the Mid-Atlantic region, because mm-hmm. that's where we're located. Right. There are physical offices in Delaware, and it's a great incorporation state, let's face it. But, you know, we cover Philadelphia and the metropolitan areas, all the way up to Lower Bucks County. And we've got contacts all the way out to Pittsburgh, Reading, Lancaster. But we also cover South Jersey and beyond, mm-hmm. You know, so that Mid-Atlantic region is our forte, if you will. And that's a lot of local providers and local stuff there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that further reach, you know, then you have to make sure that, you know, if you're going to trade, that you can use it on a national scale. If you don't mind, you know, products being shipped from California. I mean, like right now I have, you know, pallets of shampoo and conditioner. I mean, you never know what you're going to get right. in trade. It's a live market. It changes mm-hmm. daily. But we have an online marketplace, and we're launching a showroom. You'll be able to just buy things right in the showroom mm-hmm. using your trade dollars. So you could be sitting in, you know, California and see the Atlantic Barter post for handbags, and you click a button, buy it, and it gets shipped out to you. You know, right. it's very yeah. easy to spend your trade. So, mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to always be local. But we want people to just be smarter and mm-hmm. think barter. I mean, that's our tagline, be smarter, think barter.
Right.
You know, that's what we go for. So mm-hmm. if they want to participate. If you have something you can offer, I offer free, you know, no obligation consultations, you know, and to find out if it is a good fit. Mm-hmm. If it's not going to be a good fit, I'll be honest with you. Right. I'm not going to accept mm-hmm. everyone into the network, because the last thing I want to do is have you come on board and you're all gung-ho to trade, and then I can't get you business. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair to you or me.
Right.
So, you know, we want to make sure it's a good fit. And, you know, we're very honest. We're very ethical. And if we can go to work for you, we certainly will.
Right. Well, and we'll be honest, there is a modest fee, and it really is modest, folks, you know, because this is the program's listened to it at many points in time. I'm going to refer you to the website for their current fees, but you know, it's certainly not anything, you know, when I looked at it, I went, oh, okay. You know, didn't, you know, there wasn't a number that jumped out and whacked me over the head. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, that's too much. Because again, you know, it's a service. You're kind of matchmaking, maybe is a way to do this. And, so, you know, you all deserve to get compensated for that also.
Right. There's a membership fee. It's a one-time membership fee. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, comparatively speaking, and nothing against the Chamber of Commerce's, because I work with a chamber mm-hmm. and I love them and they're great at what they do, but this is different. You know, the Chamber of Commerce cannot quantify the amount of business that they send to a business owner.
Right.
Atlantic Barter can. Mm-hmm. We send a monthly statement on the first day of every month, itemizing all of your sales mm-hmm. and all of the purchases that you've made. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, while there is a membership fee, if you were to join a chamber, most chambers these days are anywhere from $300 to $500 a mm-hmm. year.
Right. And yours is, again, a one-time fee.
Yep. And then on top of that, you have to pay to go to their events. Mm-hmm. So our membership...
Have icky chicken.
Right. And so our membership fee is one time. We do have it drops down to like $50 cash and $50 trade annually, like for mm-hmm. a renewal fee, but that's nothing. Mm-hmm. If you're getting thousands of dollars worth of additional business, it's a fee that you're glad to pay.
Right.
And, you know, and then, you know, the way we make our money in all this, we do charge a small transaction fee on purchases only. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not putting together people for free, but what we don't want to have happen is you accrue all these trade dollars and not know how to spend them. So when you make a purchase spending your trade dollars, we do charge a small transaction mm-hmm. fee. And that's really our compensation is right now.
Right. Well, and you have thousands of members. You know, I'm on your website now and I looked and you and I were talking about this before the program started. I was absolutely stunned at the member, you know, and you don't list it by member name, you list it by the product or service that they provide. I mean, anything and everything. And it was kind of like, I can't figure out anything that's not here, you know, from small things. I mean, spices, okay. Right. But, you know, if you're a restaurant or a chain, and you're buying, you know, maybe not a chain as in, you know, like a McDonald's, but maybe you have three restaurants, you know, buying in bulk through you might be much better than going to Costco and buying it.
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily work with wholesalers, right. You know,
but again, maybe specialty spices, you know,
right. Like and like we were discussing earlier, you never know, because it is a live market, when you're asked for something, what you're going to have from day to day. You know, 2 years ago it was the ladies' cosmetics, and last week it's the organic shampoo and conditioner, you know, by the pallet load.
Right.
So, you know, there is bulk items that you can buy, and not everyone's looking for, you know, a pallet or a tractor trailer full of, you know, shampoo and conditioner, but what we can do is we can service some of our spas and salons and do a partial order among them to help cut costs and at least bring product in that they can turn around and flip for cash. So that's really neat.
Yeah, and here's some other things. Tennis lessons. roofing, you know, that's a good thing. Now, this one I wonder about, weather forecasting. Can we send all, you know, that one is like, okay. Power washing, pizza, oriental rugs, movies, musicians, notary public, you know, all sorts of things. So it's, and what I'm, part of the reason why I want people to look at this list is, especially if you're considering joining either Atlantic Barter or another organization like this, look at their member list. Now, again, it's by service or product that they provide as opposed to company names, but look through it first, because, you know, if there are things that you need that aren't on the list, now it could be that they offer them and they're just not on the list, but, you know, look at those things, you know, and but yeah, I'm looking at, I'm like, oh, manicurist, I went and had a manicure today. Wouldn't it be cool if I could have done a barter as opposed to, you know, paying for it with my credit card?
Right. And the other thing to look at as well is, how long has that barter exchange been in business? Now, I'm fortunate to say that we're now going, we're on our 26th year now. We had our 25th anniversary last year. And, you know, so the older the exchange is, the more members they're going to have, especially if they're successful.
Right.
And, you know, the smaller exchanges that pop up, you know, sometimes they come and go. But, you know, if they've been around for a long time and they have a good demographic of members, that you can be confident that you're putting your money into the right hands and you're putting your trust into the right hands. And, you know, we also, I just want to mention, you mentioned these, all these categories. One of the categories that we work with is nonprofits. So some of our clients, and I'm happy to say some of the names, but we work with Make-A-Wish Foundation, Salvation Army, the Red Cross of the Delmarva Peninsula, Delaware Humane Association, the Cancer Community Support Foundation of Delaware. There's all different nonprofits. Delaware Safety Council. You can even get your defensive driving course on trade. And that'll save money on your insurance.
Right.
So, I am Christine, the bargain queen. If you want to save money, you got to have a conversation with me. Reach out to me through my Facebook page, Barter with Christine, or you can go to barterwithchristine.com. Send me an email, a notification. Ask me, you know, what you're, you know, what are some of the things that you're interested in trading and where you're located, and I'm happy to help you with that. There's so many ways that you can save money, and I cringe when I hear that people write checks or they're paying cash or they're taking out loans. You know, they're going to a bank to take out a loan to build, you know, build an addition onto their restaurant or their business. And I cringe. I'm like, come to Atlantic Barter. Number one, I'll give you an interest-free credit line. So, you know, you, I'll get you the contractor. I'll get you the electrician, the plumber, the drywall, the painting, the flooring, the fire and safety inspection. I can do the whole thing on trade. Don't pay these interest-bearing loans at the bank if I can get it for you on trade. Save money. That's the whole idea here. I am confident that there's someone listening out there today that's sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I write checks for all of this stuff.
Right, I went and had a manicure today.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't pay cash for that. I get my haircuts on trade. I get my eyes examined. My gym membership is on trade. My dental cleanings. My chiropractic, I go for massage every 2 weeks. You know, these are life's luxuries. I mean, really, you know, do you really want to pay cash to get a massage every 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. Or do you open up that trade budget and treat yourself or your family member, or take that vacation, you know, go someplace you've never been before. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're having a hard time trying to figure out how to fund a vacation, trade some downtime and then take that Disney vacation. I can't get you into Disney because I've never seen Disney offer tickets on trade, but I can I can get you into the villas right there, you know, on the property. So, you know, these are just things that I want people to think about. You know, it's not something, again, that's taught in school, and unless you're exposed to it in some way, you know, you just don't know it exists, but it really does. And Atlantic Barter transacts millions of dollars in trading annually, trade transactions. So we have a great brokerage staff here and they're at your disposal. So,
well, and it's funny because bartering used to be pretty much the only way a lot of transactions were taking place. Not long ago, I read somewhere and somebody was, it was in their bio, I think in LinkedIn. And so this was just absolutely hilarious that when they were born, it cost their parents 4 chickens. You know, that was what they paid the doctor, was they gave him 4 chickens. And, you know, I have friends that barter still, you know, and you know, maybe it is that they're getting livestock, that they're getting food. I have a friend that got a rock. He got a rock. Now, it is a giant rock for the rock garden. And there was, you know, a lawyer, and he did. He bartered for this giant rock. You know, they had to bring the big equipment in to move it. And their entire rock garden was built around this rock. Now, it's kind of hard to put a value on a rock. But, you know, if he'd had to go and buy that rock from, say, a landscaping place, it would have cost, you know, lots and lots. So I guess you could put a value on it. But, yeah, I mean, that just kind of goes to show you can barter for pretty much anything.
You can. And Picasso traded his artwork for haircuts.
Right.
You know, so this goes back a long way. And, I mean, Jack traded, you know, what did he trade for the beans?
For the beans.
Right, right.
I don't remember what he traded for the beans, but yeah, he got the beans, and what did he give away? You know, and of course that was kind of like, okay, now who came out ahead on that one?
Right, yeah. So it's a very old form of currency, but in a modernized fashion, it works incredibly well for business owners. And so I just, you know, I don't know, Deb, did I share with you the largest trade deal in American history? Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, you're going to love this one. So years ago, I think it was probably in the late 70s or early 80s. I'm not quite sure the time frame. I want to say it might be early 80s. Maybe before that, Pepsi Cola and Coca-Cola were both scrambling to try to get distribution rights in Russia. Mm-hmm. Well, Pepsi Cola beat out Coca-Cola because they did a trade deal that was several billion dollars in exchange for Russian vodka and merchant ships.
Ooh.
And so they beat out Coca-Cola. And this is actually one of the things that helped catapult Pepsi Cola to success, enormous success. And they got distribution across across the sea there into Russia before anyone else did. Mm-hmm. So that was a great example of a trade, and it was one of the largest trade deals in American history. And I think that trade pact is still intact today, or, you know, fairly recent. But, you know, we bring that strategy to the smaller mom and pop type businesses. Mm-hmm. We want everyone to be able to think about using the leverages of their profit margins, you know, to increase their purchasing power and protect their cash flow. Mm-hmm. And along the way, you're going to pick up more cash business. I mean, it's, you know, we see it happen often.
Right, because they will need more. You know, we mentioned in the restaurant, they'll go back again. You know, maybe you have a website designed. Well, then you need it updated. You know, all these various things.
Right. And, you know, so for tax reasons, you know, your year-to-date sales are considered reportable revenue. Mm-hmm. So there's no way around the IRS. But what I do want to say about that is never get caught, you know, transacting a trade deal with your neighbor if you're not reporting the value of that transaction. Mm. So another advantage to this managed business relationship with Atlantic Barter is that We record all transactions. Mm-hmm. So every sale, there's a purchase, and every purchase, there's a sale. So with our highly sophisticated online accounting system, all transactions are tied in together. So when a trade is conducted, both buyer and seller receive a confirmation email of that trade, and that trade ties into their monthly statement. So all those statements now produce your year-to-date sales total, and that total gets reported on a 1099. So for January, the last week of January, that's what we were busy doing.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, printing, stuffing, folding, sealing, stamping all these envelopes to mail out the 1099s to all of our clients. Mm-hmm. And that's a task in and of itself. But you know, you do have to report your year-to-date sales. But mm-hmm. when you make that business-related purchase, or you make that charitable contribution to one of those nonprofits I discussed, we work with over 14 different nonprofits. Mm-hmm. You can take that tax write-off just like you would for cash. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're taking that vacation to Arizona to go to the Painted Desert, probably can't write that off unless there's some kind of business meeting somewhere along the line. But mm-hmm. check with your accountant for mm-hmm. that. But I also have probably almost a dozen accountants on trade as well. So just from a business standpoint, you know, when a business owner needs accounting advice or legal advice, something happens and they're like, oh no, now I need an attorney. How am I going to afford that? This is a great, you know, revenue source mm-hmm. for you to tap into to fund those major purchases.
Right. And again, it's not a give and take. You know, if you need that attorney, the attorney doesn't then have to utilize your services, which is what it happens out in the real world when we're doing it ourselves.
That's correct.
You know, and I love that you mentioned that you process the 1099s, because it actually was one of my questions. I wrote this down on my thing, ask about taxes. You know, it's funny. There are some things that I will kind of go a little lackadaisical with, but I don't mess with the IRS. and you know, they're like scary people.
And,
but yeah, so if I do $10,000 worth of business, then I get that 1099 for that $10,000 worth of business.
Right. And you know, what you want to do too is through the year, you know, do that quarterly review with the broker and mm-hmm. see where you're at. I mean, we could do it on a monthly, you know, basis. You always have access to your account. You know, you get a login, you get a password so that you can not only look in the membership directory, but you can look at every single monthly statement, mm-hmm. your whole transaction history. Everything is there for you. It's very easy. We make it very easy to trade and do mm-hmm. business with us. That's the other thing. The whole process is streamlined. It's not complicated. Once you get the hang of it, once you get involved in bartering and you make your first purchase, the light bulb goes off, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, I just saved thousands of dollars and mm-hmm. I didn't even have to touch my cash account. This is great. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, maybe it's that retailer out there that has that excess inventory sitting in their warehouse or their store or their
shop. Like you said, the pallets of shampoo.
That's right. It's collecting dust. Well, think about, you know, what, you know, how much commercial real estate is these days. Think about the square footage that excess inventory is taking up space mm-hmm. and put a dollar figure on that.
Right.
It's sitting there month after month and you don't know what you're going to do with it. So now the retailer, I just discussed this on one of my radio shows here recently. You know, what do you do? Most people say, oh, hold a sale. Well, when they hold a sale, you know, 10% doesn't excite people to come through the door.
Right.
So, you know, typically they're reducing their product by 15, 20, 25%, sometimes 40% mm-hmm. or 50% on these closeouts just to move this merchandise. Mm-hmm. I cringe when I see that because, you know, they had to pay to get the product to them. Then they stored it in their you know, store, their warehouse for all this time. It's costing you money by the time you reduce your price just to move that merchandise. But now think about this. Atlantic Barter is also an inventory clearinghouse. So mm-hmm. if you have that pallet of shampoo or that mm-hmm. cosmetics or the chocolates that you're afraid are going to have an expiration date before you can sell them, offer it up to an organization like Atlantic Barter so that they can sell it at full retail value mm-hmm. on trade. You're not losing a dollar. You know, if that box of chocolates costs, you know, $10, then you're selling it for $10 on trade.
Right.
You're not reducing it to $6 to move it. You know, you're not slashing those margins. Mm-hmm. Make that money work for you.
Right.
So barter it.
Well, and you mentioned as we were chatting before the program started, sports tickets, event tickets, you know, things like that. Again, that's a risky thing where you're trying to sell it to somebody you don't know, and maybe their check bounces, maybe they beat you up, you know, maybe they don't show up, you know, all these various things, or you get pennies on the dollar.
Right.
You know, and now, again, you can't inflate it. You know, it can't be, well, hey, you know, the face value of this ticket is 100, so right, I'm just going to make it $1,000.
Right.
But you know, I'm guessing though that there is some, you know, if it's high demand, I mean, you know, there might be a little bit of price flexibility there. But
yeah, you know, we've seen that with some of the, you know, like the hockey games, you know, you know, the club suites, mm-hmm, you know, with the, you know, the food included or the parking pass, you know, sometimes they'll go for a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. But ideally, you know, tickets usually sell for face value, or right, you know, like if it's really like gold, everybody's trying to get their hands on the ticket, you know, sometimes the prices can go up based on demand. You're absolutely right. But mm-hmm, how many times have we all had extra tickets where we couldn't get to an event and we're like, oh, they're going to go to waste, or I'm going to have to give them away.
Right.
Or you go to the game because you have still a couple extra because your friends didn't show up, and now you're selling them to somebody for, you know, half price just mm-hmm, so you don't lose out on some money.
You know, you're not sure who's going to sit next to you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, you know, now you have another way. It's just mm-hmm, another option. It's a revenue stream for you that you can tap into when you need it. And, you know, it's just a really good solution for a lot of different problems.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and I want to emphasize again that you do have to be a member. You know, it isn't just that I would call you up and say, hey, Christine, can you get me a good deal on a bed and breakfast? No. I have to be a member, and I have to have my trade dollars, you know, and all of those things. But now you might still, you know, I might still call you and say, hey, can you give me some suggestions? But yeah, in order to utilize the services, you have to be a member.
Right. And, you know, with membership comes a lot of benefits too.
A credit card company that has that slogan.
Yeah, it's probably true. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention our annual holiday trade show. Hmm. So on our website, atlanticbarter.com, you can see the video from our most recent holiday trade show. And we invite probably 50 or 60 members that have a top-notch quality product. We try to focus on product-based companies, but this year for the 25th, we went a little bit more grand. In addition to the members that are selling merchandise, we actually hold a silent auction and a live auction, and we auction off higher demand type items.
Mm.
Well, what we did was we took the silent auction this year and put it online so that we could free up table space and bring in a few service related vendors for our 25th.
Mm.
So we had more vendors there this year, but our auction, this event is so that our members can bring their membership card and they can do all their holiday shopping on trade and no money exchanges hands.
Wow.
And there was over $500,000 worth of merchandise at that show, as there is every year. We rent out a 7,000 square foot, beautiful ballroom.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and it's chock full of merchandise. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to like the soaps and the lotions and the sporting good equipment and the Oriental carpets and the appliances and things that you can buy using your membership card, we have an auction where we auction off those high demand items. So this past November, we auctioned off two convertible cars, a motorcycle, a golf cart, a stainless steel refrigerator, patio furniture, I think it was a Disney vacation, and, you know, luxury suites at the Wells Fargo Center with, you know, food and beverage included. I mean, really just stuff that's really harder to get on trade, or things that you don't get a lot of. You know, I mean, how many Mustang convertible cars can you get on trade? It's
right,
not like you have a car dealership. Mm-hmm. But when someone's selling, you know, one of their used cars and we run it through the mechanic and it's mechanically sound, you know, and they want to offer it on trade, hey, we let people fight over that and they can auction and outbid each other for it because, mm-hmm, you know, we don't want to play favorites and say who
right,
should get that car. So the auction was a huge success, as it always is every year. But the trade show is just like our party to our members, and mm-hmm, we have Santa Claus walking around, and we provide the food, we provide a couple of drinks, and we had our 25th anniversary celebration cake there. And it's a feel good time, and we get to see everyone face to face, because we're not just a business, we're about relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I can tell you pretty much you know, who my business owners are, how many kids they have, you know, what their kids are doing, you know, if they're off to college or they're into music. I mean, we pride ourselves on getting to know our members, sort of like our family.
Right.
So we're not, it's just, you're not a number here to us. You are important to us. We want to help you grow and succeed. And, you know, we want to, we just want to launch you to the next level. You know, how big do you want to grow? Let us know, and we will develop that profit improvement plan to get you to that level.
Yeah, I love this concept, and I'm definitely going to have to check more into it because I provide a service. So, right. You know, I don't physically have to be somewhere. As long as I have an internet connection, I can work. You know, and same with, you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners who are around the world, you know, there are many things that, you know, and now, you know, around the world is a little bit different, especially from the tax side. So, you know, don't get too excited with this, but, you know, at least for people who are in the United States, I mean, this is a great thing, you know, to be able to consider whether you're working with Atlantic, Barter, or, and I almost said Atlantic Charter, Atlantic Barter, or another company. You know, I was also thinking about, you know, companies that you mentioned, you know, like somebody in Montana, somebody that's in a very remote location. You know, this might be a great way for them to, you know, fill up their client base and you know, never leave home.
Right. And they can use it for travel. And people who are vacation rental property owners with unrented weeks, they may not be a business owner per se, but they have that resort property that, you know, they rent it through the summer, but then they have that last minute cancellation or a couple of weeks, you know, in the shoulder seasons, like in early May, that, you know, it would be still be a great time to go to the beach, but they just don't have anybody renting it. So, you know, there are things that you can offer on trade to earn that revenue stream. And we love vacation rental property owners because our transaction fee is less than what the realtors charge to rent it out.
Right.
So, yeah.
And again, you've checked them out. You know that they're, you know, they're great properties, you know, all of these various things.
Right. You know, and the taxes and the cleaning fees are still paid in cash. Shipping, you know, for an item still has to be paid in cash. Right. You know, there's certain things that
when
you're
going to go to a restaurant, tip in cash, folks.
Exactly. If you need a new deck built onto your home, you know, the contractor isn't probably a lumber yard, so you're going to have to buy your lumber, but my contractor will build your deck.
Right.
So, you know, there is some cash involved in some of the trades as far, you know, just be reasonable. I mean, if you go to the mechanic, he'll do your brakes on trade, but if you need a new engine, well, you know, then we have a solution for that, actually. We have a guy who rebuilds engines. Oh. So, you know, we just send you to a different member. But, you know, within reason, I mean, there, you know, there's so much to be had on trade. And everybody has to have some skin in the game, whether it's your time or the cost on your hard goods or, you know, just your capacity. I mean, if you're that medical provider and you have an empty room at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, are you paying your staff to sweep floors or do you want to somebody in there and service them at full retail value? So there's some things to think about and why business owners should trade.
Right. Well, Christine, this has been absolutely fascinating. You know, and it's funny because as we've been talking, I've been going through your website and I'm like, you know, but for people who have questions and want to connect with you, how do they do that?
Absolutely. Well, my phone number, I'll put right out there. It's 302-654-5650. You can also find that phone number on our website, which is atlanticbarter.com. If you also want to look at barterwithchristine.com, I host a radio show live every Monday at 2 p.m. on WWDB, that's 860 AM in the Philadelphia market, that also reaches South Jersey. If you're not in the local area, you can pick up that station through the Listen Live button on their website, which is WWDBAM.com, or you can go under their program schedule and find Barter with Christine, or on my barterwithchristine.com website. We'll be putting up all the podcasts there from previous episodes. So I interview a different business owner each week, and you can hear, you don't have to hear, take my word for it. You can actually listen to my members that have traded through the years, some of them for a very long time, and their experiences and some of their most memorable trades and why trade has worked successfully for them. So I encourage you to check that out.
Right. You know, and what I love about this is It is for virtually any type of business or service. I mean, you know, there's probably a way to figure out how to do this no matter what product or service you offer. So, you know, I encourage people to really check this out. You know, and maybe, again, you're a new business and you need somebody to design your logo, set up your website, print your business cards, you know, do all of these various things. That can be done on a barter system, you know, and but you're not having to do it yourself. You know, back to the story that I was saying at the beginning where, you know, I traded with somebody, I thought that I gave them far more than what they gave back to me. And so then we had hurt feelings. You know, this takes all of that out of that, you know, and we would have had a good match to start with. So, you know, I thoroughly encourage people, whether you're checking out Christine or some other organization, you know, it definitely seems like a way that business owners should be exploring.
Right. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you today. I love your passion for the topic. You know, I'm passionate because I've been doing this for so long, but it's really refreshing to talk with someone who gets it. And you obviously do, and you did your homework, and I love that you're so enthusiastic about it.
Thank you. It's so very cool. I'm like, ooh. Well, do you have any final words to leave our listeners with?
Well, I would just say, you know, listen to the podcast, listen to the other members that have shared their experiences. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me anytime and ask. There's no harm in asking. You know, if it's not a good fit, I'll let you know. But, you know, generally, like you said, most any business owner can trade. I mean, obviously, we don't trade with banks and, you know, mortgage companies, unless they want to barter their points. But
right. And there's, you know, some laws that, you know, some of those little laws kind of creep in there, but
you can't barter insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, that's highly regulated, but almost anything else is barterable. You got to have a barterable component, but I love it. And if I can help you in any way grow before you make those cash relationships, be smarter, think barter with Christine, and give me a call.
Perfect. I love it. Well, I am Deb Creer. I've been learning so much in talking with Christine Radovich. And until next time, everyone have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Business Power Hour, hosted by Deb Creer. Join us next time for more real-life stories and techniques to power up your business.
You've been listening to C-Suite Radio. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.